It's the D-backs' debut for J.D. Martinez Wednesday, but Zach Cozart of the Reds stole the show against Zach Greinke in the third.
And a curveball is crushed out of left field if it's fair, and it is. Zach Cozart leaned all over a 3-2 curveball from Zach Greinke, and it's 2-1 Reds, 11th home run of the year for Cozart.
That got him.
Boy, and it not only got him, that ball ricocheted all the way to the backstop.
Oh, my. It's got to be a nightmare for the Arizona Diamondbacks in the very first game. So either way, Martinez is out.
First and second for Tucker Barnhart. Rip past the diving Goldschmidt. Here comes Jeanette. 3-1 Red.
One-run lead here in the fifth inning. That one in the air to deep left center field. And they're going to wave him around. And here's a throw to the plate, and the Diamondbacks have tied this game at 3 apiece. Adam Duvall had to bring in Hamilton from third and win the game. And that's it. The Reds have won the ball game on a base hit by Duvall here in the bottom of the 11th inning. 4-3, your final score.
The Reds celebrate their first win of the second half of the season, and it took a while. In 11 innings, 4-3 over the D-backs. Here's their manager, Brian Price, afterwards.
Really tried to pull out all the stops to win a good ball game. You know, guys are playing hard. I think Adelman, that sixth inning was big for Tim. You know, I pulled him a lot of times after five in a similar situation where it looked like he might be, you know, starting to elevate the ball a little bit, make some mistakes. Went out and gave us a big 1-2-3 inning there in the sixth, and then the bullpen was able to take over. And you know what? Tip the cap of their club too. Diamondbacks bullpen did a equally good job, but it finally got down to that point where somebody broke the tie, and it was Duvall with that base hit to right field. So it feels good to win.
Tim was being aggressive today, and his breaking ball was really good.
Yeah, it was good. Ahead in the count, better curveball, nice little cutter that he's been working on with Mac. And I thought him being able to land the curveball and make some good pitches with his fastball. And it's a good lineup. We know that. They got better with Martinez, and they hit, and they can score runs, and I thought they did a great job managing that group, especially after the couple of runs they scored in the fifth.
Boy, Zach's really locked in right now, isn't he?
He's been great. He's been great, and I know he gets a lot of scrutiny going around and things swirling. However, what a pro, what an approach, and barrel on the ball and hitting good pitching too. He's not getting that secondary stuff. He's getting a lot of their top guys, their starters, and their bullpen.
Zach Cozart among the hitting stars for the Reds. He goes 4-for-6, driving in a pair. And here's his reaction.
Just such bad luck out there, hitting the ground with a double right there. No, that was a much, much needed win for us, obviously. Adelman pitched great, kept us in the game, and then we scraped it out at the end.
It must be fantastic to be. When you get up the bat, it almost looked like a softball coming in. 4 more hits today, home runs yesterday and today.
I feel pretty good, yeah. I went through a little stretch where, I wasn't getting it, too many hits. But the difference this year for me is I'm still walking, way more than I have in the past. So it makes those, little mini slumps not as bad. So, but like I said, I'm just... it's been a rough second half so far for the team in general. So I'm just to hear the sirens go off after the game and to hear the music's good.
A little extra special when you beat a guy like Greinke too.
Yeah, he's tough. Going into a game versus him, that he's going to be tough. He's a competitor out there. We had some good at-bats off of him, and we came out on top.
Were you thinking, in all seriousness, on the ball you hit in the 11th, that all you got to do is get it to the outfield? And Billy was already around third when that ball got out of the park.
I honestly, the second I hit it, I saw Billy taking off, and in my mind, I was like, that's the game. Like, that's honestly what I told myself, that's the ball game. And then I saw the outfielders put their hands up, and I'm like, ooh. And then I knew they were going to walk Joe, but Doobie came up big.
Tim Adelman started for Cincinnati, lasting 6 innings. He was no decisioned, giving up 7 hits, 3 runs, no walks, and 7 strikeouts.
It was very important. I think it was big for the team, obviously, to have a quick inning, to give those guys a chance to score some runs, and just get a quality start and give this team some innings. So I think we talk a lot about going deep into the game, and that hasn't changed. So.
Very aggressive tonight, but I think you may have gotten 4, maybe 5 strikeouts with your breaking ball tonight. Your curveball was really good, wasn't it?
It was really good tonight. Probably as good as it's been all year, and that was a difference maker for me. So when I have three or four pitches instead of one or two that you put guys away with, it obviously makes my job a lot easier.
You got to feel some satisfaction. You didn't get the win, but to beat Greinke, that means a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, anytime the Reds have more runs than the other team, I'm happy, whether I get the credit for the win or not. So this was one that we needed, and it was good that we got it.
And you turned it over to your bullpen, and they were lights out.
Anytime it's 6th, 7th, or later, and it's our bullpen versus somebody else's, I feel pretty good about our chances. So they've been great all year.
The series finale Thursday is Luis Castillo going for Cincinnati against Taijuan Walker of the D-backs.